The U.S. Olympic gymnastic trials begin tonight in Philadelphia. The results will go a long way, though they're not conclusive, to determining the men's and women's teams for the Beijing Olympics and what is often the most popular sport on TV at the Games. Christine Brennan is going to give us a preview. She's a columnist for USA Today and a regular guest here. Welcome to the program once again.
Hi, Steve.
Is this one of those areas where China, the host of the Olympics, is spending huge amounts of money and effort to get huge numbers of gold medals?
Yes. In a short answer, absolutely. The Chinese are, first of all, they're excellent. Women's and men's gymnastics. That's been one of their staples for generations, really. And there's nothing that the Chinese would like to do more than beat the Americans.
Okay, so are the Americans focusing on China the way that Americans might once have focused on the Soviet Union?
Everyone needs an enemy. And for all these years, with the East Germans, of course, East Germany falling by the wayside, Soviet Union is no more. The United States has kind of been floundering a bit. You know, who do we, quote unquote, hate? You know, who do we want to go out and beat?
And whose picture do we put up on the locker room wall?
Right, exactly. And now the Chinese have become that.
Okay, well, who are some of the 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are now going to carry their nation's banner across the ocean?
Two names in particular for the U.S. Women. Shawn Johnson, 16 years old, just won the U.S. all-around national title for the second straight year. And her chief rival, Nastia Lukin, 18 years old. She won the previous two national titles. And it's rare, Steve, in gymnastics where there are two American women going at it. Normally, it's Mary Lou Retton or Shannon Miller, or, you know, you've kind of got these big names. This time, there are two, and each of them could win the Olympic gold medal in the women's all-around. It's that close.
Are these two young women who can work together on a team?
Absolutely, and they have in the past. The U.S. team just won the World Championship gold medal last year. So they're competitors, but they're also, even though they're from different gyms, very different backgrounds, too. Lukin, actually, her father was an Olympic gold medalist in 1988 from the Soviet Union. So she's very much the Russian ballet style.
Did her father come to the United States? She was born in the United States?
She was born in Moscow and came to the United States at 2 and a half. Actually, the family learned English by watching Sesame Street.
That's quite a story. Those are the people who will be waving the American flag in Beijing then.
Exactly. And Shawn Johnson is coached by a former Chinese world championship gymnast. So there is that international flavor even on the U.S. team.
And just to be clear, is that, I mean, because that's the mold we place on it, is the country versus country and the medal count and everything else. When you get down to athletes versus athlete. Do they really think that way, Christine?
Yeah, there's that element of that, and I think their agents certainly remind them of that, and their sponsors remind them of that. But I also think that individually it's cutthroat, and you know, we shouldn't be deceived. Because they're 4'9" or 5 feet tall, they are as tough and strong as any offensive lineman in the NFL, and they want to win just as badly. And at that point, it is the individual, all for themselves.
Who do you look for on the men's side?
There's a name from the past I think a lot of people will remember, Paul Hamm. He was involved and embroiled in that controversy in 2004 in Athens, where three judges gave the wrong score to the South Korean. Paul Hamm won the gold medal in the men's all-around. The South Korean said he should have won. There was a huge controversy that basically engulfed the Athens Olympics. Paul Hamm is now 25 years old. He's the best in the U.S., but he's broken his hand. So now there's going to be this key question of, can he get ready in time to compete in Beijing? It looks good. His progress has been good. But there's all this drama involving Paul Hamm coming back, then breaking his hand. But he clearly is still the best men's gymnast in the United States.
This must be the rough equivalent of Tiger Woods having to play with a bad knee, as he did at the U.S. Open.
Exactly. And Paul Hamm is probably the gymnastics equivalent of Tiger Woods. If anyone can do it, he can.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.